Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Barbara Weltman, barbarawellman.com. Check that out, folks. You can find all kinds of great help there for you and your small business. She's the best, and her books are there. Don't forget to check out the Uber and Lyft guides, Lyft driver's guide to running your business. That's an ebook you can get on Amazon. And the J.K. Lasser series, Barbara, your new one, your 2020 is coming out soon.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I'm sorry to correct, but the website is Big Ideas for Small Business.
Oh, okay. Well, but how, tell them how long it was BarbaraWeltman.com, though.
So. It was BarbaraWeltman.com for a long enough time that you're forgiven.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, Big
but
Ideas.
But anyway, the 2020 editions are, the 2019 editions for 2018 returns are really good through the middle of October when people are still filing their 2018 returns.
Right.
The new books will be out in November, and they're designed for 2019 taxes. And, of course, many issues are still up in the air because Congress has not
right.
addressed some of the things they need
once
to do.
Again, they don't do their job. They leave
again,
us in the lurch, don't they?
Don't we say this? Doesn't it seem like we say this almost
22
every
year? Years we've been saying this, Barb.
Right.
As long as we've been together, we've been saying
ridiculous.
This. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And now, and don't get me started on what all the other stuff going on. Okay, Barbara, we're talking about, and by the way, folks, Big Ideas for Small Business. Go to that website and check out the J.K. Lasser series on small business taxes. The year in the book is for the previous tax filing for the previous year. Barbara, California, the land of fruits and nuts, they're doing some things to muck around with this. With this gig economy relationships, these gig economy relationships that I believe is going to become a problem for that part of the economy, for that new sector of the economy. And if it takes off, if it's picked up in a lot of other states, it could really get ugly. What do you think?
Well, for sure. First of all, what it will mean is that all these gig workers become employees, that there will be no independent contractors.
So if you're an Uber driver, you are an Uber employee. That's what California wants.
Essentially, yes. But let me just clarify two things. One is that the law as it's been enacted is only for purposes of wage claims. It doesn't as yet, as you point out, it could bleed into other things. It doesn't apply, let's say, for workers' comp or unemployment insurance, and we have no idea how the IRS is going to view the California worker classification.
So they want to make Uber withhold state income tax to pay them directly from Uber. Is that what they're saying?
Correct. Okay. And the kicker in the ABC test, I'm not going to go through all the parts, but the part B is the one that really is determinative of an independent contractor, because the test requires that the worker perform work outside the usual course of the hiring entity's business. So the hiring entity is Uber, and their business is driving. So if you're a driver, you can't be an independent contractor under California's ABC test. So if Uber happens to bring in a plumber to repair a leaky faucet in headquarters building, that person could be an independent contractor, but the drivers, not so much. And
wow.
So this is something that's going – so basically, and it's not limited, obviously, to Uber drivers.
And nothing can be done about what a state wants to do about this, right? Every state can do their own law. There's no federal – there wouldn't be any federal overriding this is not something that could be taken to the Supreme Court, really, is it, because it's a state issue.
Well, exactly, and there have been attempts in Congress to actually do something. similar in terms of creating some kind of standard on how you would really define an independent contractor, but that hasn't gone anywhere. And the IRS does have its own standards.
But that would only be for federal issues, right? I mean, it wouldn't mandate anything. It couldn't mandate anything like that to any state, could they?
No. And we've always had different rules. You could be, for example, I know this case where someone was an employee for New York State unemployment purpose benefits, but they were an independent contractor for federal income taxes. So
this is going to have to get resolved, or the gig economy will squat. It'll go nowhere. And that's not going to be good. Hey, Barbara, good job today. No. Thanks again for being here. Will you come back soon?
You betcha.
Barbara Welkman, ladies and gentlemen, Big Ideas for SmallBusiness.com. How did I do, Barbara? Is that good?
Excellent.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.